Bo, your assessment on that one?
I thought first half we were excellent. I really did. I thought we played really well without scoring. Got to score when we're on top in games like that. I don't think Colchester offered anything going forward. I think they were happy to sit with everyone behind the ball and frustrate us, which is what we're getting used to. And I just said there, we're going to have to look at changing the way we play. We're going to have to do that. It's the reality of the club now. And I accept that. I've got no issues telling our supporters that. I thought second half when we made the changes, I felt we just lost our way in the game. I felt Colchester probably looked at their most serious threat in the game. We've then got the penalty and we end up comfortable winners, probably when we were never comfortable winners. David Ford with a couple of great saves. You know, all of a sudden it becomes a good day, you know, when it probably wasn't for the majority of the game.
That win seemed to be built on a good defensive performance. You mentioned the saves there that came, important parts in the game.
Defensive performance, because up until that point, we weren't under any pressure in the game, so I can't tell you it was a good defensive performance. I think you've got to be quite resilient. I think the fact that is, listen, we're getting used to now, no one wants to come to Fratton Park and have us a match. That's the reality of the league, and I've struggled to accept that. I've always thought our football will win us the game, and I can guarantee our supporters will look at different stuff now. We'll look at being more aggressive with our play and putting teams under pressure. We have to.
It did seem to be a real tempo to Pompey's play today as well.
First half, I thought we did. I thought we just ran out of it second half, but first half, I thought it was good.
Moving forward now, what does a win like this do? You mentioned, you spoke about it before, about getting off the mark.
The league's such a long season. We've played four games. We've lost one. If we'd have beat Carlisle like we should, we'd be sitting on 7 points now in probably a decent league position with everyone saying, you know, just keep going. We've got a great club. You know, the people that run the club are so good. You know, they want success desperately. The supporters want it. And I can guarantee you, myself and the players want it as well. We learn a lot. You know, one thing I won't do, I won't sit back and play attractive football in the belief that it'll get us out the league. I'll do everything I can to get this club out this league.
What was your take on the penalty as well?
I can't see it, mate. I haven't seen it. Gary Roberts, I know one thing for sure. I wouldn't pick anyone else to take a penalty for me if my life depended on it. I wouldn't say my life depended on it, but it was half my life, I'll tell you that. It felt like it.
I was watching your reaction as well. One of relief when it was given.
It's great. Listen, we all want to win desperately. You know, this is a massive football city. You know, they've had such pain for 4 years now. You know, we want to have some joy, and, you know, my job's to deliver it, and I suffer with the fans. It's been a tough week for us, you know, but we finished the week really well. Now we've got a lot to look forward to.
And you said about changing it, obviously, in search of that goal.
Well,
a word on the two performances from the substitutes that came on as well. And Conor Chaplin made that second goal.
We've got so many good players. Gareth Evans might have come on, Laukovic. We've got so many good players at the club. You know, we've played four games. We don't know our strongest team. You know, we've got to make sure we search for the correct balances. We've got to look at different formations and see how we can hurt teams a bit more at Fratton Park. Because we've had 12 months of this now, and I can guarantee it's not going to change. And I do think we have to change. That's my honest belief.
And just finally, your message to the supporters. I think we saw the kind of impact they can have today and they're going to have on the season.
Listen, till the day I leave the club, there'll be never a criticism of the supporters from me. They turn up in their thousands. They give this club everything. And managers, players, we've got to reciprocate that love. Today's a good day for us, and my job now is to make sure we keep doing that.